Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
While the selection process unfolded in the palace, Mordecai has been occupied with more than pacing, quote, in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare, Esther 2:11. With his ear tuned to hear any news from the citadel, he picked up something else entirely. Not a parade of women for the king, but a plot to assassinate him. For whatever reason, quote, two of the king's eunuchs, Bigthan and Teresh, doorkeepers, became furious and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus, verse 21. So, quote, Mordecai told Queen Esther, and Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name, verse 22. Inquiry was made, the facts were as reported, and the two conspirators were hanged. Then, in what seems a perfunctory note, quote, it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the presence of the king, verse 23. Case closed. But as we will subsequently see, like nested Russian dolls, this uncovered plot that was recorded but unrewarded will uncover another plot to kill the man who saved the king from being killed in the original plot. If that sounds confusing, life is often like that. What isn't confusing is the way the unseen God uses the schemes of men to accomplish his own will and preserve his people from their relentless enemy. This reminds me of a few passages, quote, and the Lord said to Satan, from where did you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it, Job 1:7. What was he doing? Quote, your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. However, I am happy to also report that, quote, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. 2 Chronicles 16. Verse 9.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.